Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Robbie and Rex Road with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rex Road on Nashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Max Herz here with you today. Intern Nick as well on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we don't go anywhere. We welcome in our good friend Darren McFarland from Darren, Donick, and Chase. Also handles the Nashville Predators pre- and post-game duties for the Preds Radio Network. Darren, what's going on? How are we doing?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be here and be with us this morning. We'll get to a lot of things with you. We'll get your thoughts on the NCAA tournament, the Vols winning the SEC tourney as well coming up. Let's start with the Preds. A couple of huge games this weekend for the Predators. The game on Saturday I thought was wildly entertaining. Thought the Preds, for the most part, played well. End up losing 7-4 in a game where it was really 5-4, and then they added a couple empty netters at the end. They respond in a big way last night, 6-2 win against the Minnesota Wild. What did you think of this week, this weekend as a whole for the Predators, and how about the way that number 95, number 9, and number 59 are playing right now? It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Pretty good line, huh? Well, I think to answer it, we know this week was a success, a huge success. I mean, yes, you mentioned the St. Louis loss, but I mean, if you said going into the week, think about it, when we were talking about this very topic this time last week at 9 o'clock in the morning, you think if all three of us knew 3 of 4, I think we would all say 2 thumbs up, big success, right? I mean, Dallas, Anaheim, St. Louis, Minnesota, you're gonna come away 3 of 4. In that, you're going to sign up all day long and not even play it. And they'll sign up every week for those weeks the rest of the way. So, I mean, it was a huge success. It was a fun week. As you said, Saturday, and by the way, a huge success also because they played at 11:30 in the morning. Just applause.
Big
bravo. Whoever did that. Outstanding. We really appreciate matinee hockey. Thank you so much. 11:30 in the morning. Love it. Didn't know we'd get that type of game. It was a fun game. Boy, the Predators had their opportunities in the third period, didn't they, to win that game? I guess it just wasn't meant to be on that day. And then Robert Thomas with the goal with about 2.5 minutes to go. But nice response last night in Minnesota. And Minnesota's an interesting one. Robbie, I don't know how you feel about them. Looking at the two teams, I just kind of feel like, and I know both of them were ahead of the Predators in the standings, and now Nashville and Minnesota are tied in the standings, but gosh, when I look at both of them, I'm sorry. I just feel a little bit better about St. Louis than I do Minnesota. Minnesota's good, but I didn't view them the same way as I did St. Louis. Did you feel the same? I'm not talking about now that we've seen the outcome, and well, of course you feel that way. They beat one team 6-2 and they lost 7-4. No, just watching them and observing them, St. Louis is pretty darn good, man. I think St. Louis is a notch above Minnesota. You agree or disagree?
Well, I agree, and I think the big reason I go there is Minnesota doesn't have a goalie. Like Cam Talbot he's okay. You know, Kakinen was in net last night. He's okay, but you know, Ville Husso, pretty darn good goalie. Minnesota just doesn't have that, and I think I think the Predators are a better team than Minnesota. I do. So take that for what you will. If I had to do a power ranking right now, Preds would be 3 in the division. Minnesota would be 4.
I would agree. I mean, I feel the same way. So it was a nice response. They played their tails off. A lot of craziness that went on in that game, right? I mean, a lot of things happening. Did it feel like a playoff game? Yes. There were fights right out of the gates. It was chippy early on. And then the Predators just sacrificed their body, man. I mean, that's what a team that's trying to win a game, a team that's trying to collect points, a team that's trying to be a playoff team, does. They had 29 block shots last night. And from, you know, what, in the second period, you had Dante Fabro. I'm still trying to figure out, did it hit his face, his shoulder, both, all the above? I'm glad he didn't get hurt. It was a pretty scary situation. Luckily, he came back. Of course, shortly after that, Matt Benning didn't come back with the hit behind the net. I still can't figure out what it was.
Looked bad,
Hal Gill on the broadcast said he thought it was ribs. Honestly, I thought it was his shoulder because I never saw his, what would it be, his left shoulder? I never saw him move his left shoulder or arm after that hit skating down the tunnel. And obviously, I'm just speculating. I'm just throwing something out there. We don't know what's going to happen, but he didn't come back. You had Luke Cunning get popped and go down. I mean, they were in it to win it, right, last night in Minnesota. They paid the ultimate price. I'm sure they had some bags of ice for the plane ride home, but nonetheless, a really good 6-2 victory.
Well, Darren, what's the next week going to bring on the Philip Forsberg front? Call your shot.
A week from today, 31 goals on the season. I mean, I know where David Poile is on this. I mean, he's made it abundantly clear on our radio show when he joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. He wants a deal in place, Joe, in the next 7 days. There's been no wavering. There's been no waffling. There's been no sidestepping. He's made that abundantly clear. He is doing everything in his power to get this deal done before the trade deadline. I know, and I think, Robbie, you have said this. I'm pretty sure you said if they don't – No, I take that back. That's not true. See, that's why I said it out loud. You did not say that. I think that was Justin Bradford who said, you got to trade. There are people believe if you can't get him signed by the trade deadline, you've got to trade him. I don't believe that's going to be the case. I don't think they're going to trade him. I don't believe that's happening at all. But asking me to predict whether they can get this done in the next week when they've had all season and off season to get this done – I'm not sure I'm in that camp either. I'd like for that to be the case. I just don't think it's going to be the case. And I know it's a scary proposition. There's a lot of people in this market that lived through the Ryan Suter. I had a front row seat to the Ryan Suter saga and how that whole thing played out. And Jimmy Vesey, but that's at a different level. The Ryan Suter is this level. And I know there's a lot of people, rightfully so, who'll be scared to death to see how it plays out, including probably David Poile. But I don't see a scenario where he trades him if he can't get this deal done in the next week. I don't believe that happens for a minute. But I also am not sure I'm willing to say that they're going to get this done because, there's been no hint right now that they're like right there. Don't forget, we talk to David Poile every week. We talk to Elliot Friedman every week. And, you know, David Poile, there's nobody that's got a closer seat than him, right? And Elliot Friedman's about as good as it gets in this business at breaking stories, and I can't get a hint from anybody that this thing is just like right there. Just give him just a little bit more. It's right there. I can't get that vibe from anybody. So, you know, with that being said, how do I think this is going to get done in the next 7 days? I think David's going to have to roll the dice and trust that all this work that he's put in behind the scenes with his agent will pay off the rest of the way, and they'll get a deal done at some point. But I think that's how it's going to play out. How do you guys feel?
I think the idea of them trading him right now.
Joe, I don't know.
I think the idea of them trading him
right
now.
I'm here for it.
it'd be a pretty tough pill to swallow for this team. I'm not saying that I absolutely wouldn't do it, because I would have to think about it, especially if you're far off from a deal. But, you know, you're in the middle of a playoff race right now, and this guy scored 31 goals. That'd be a tough pill for the guys in that room to swallow, I can tell you that.
Yeah. You'd have a lot. I don't even know how you would explain that, right? How do you explain that away? I mean, I think there's a real shot. This franchise has gone, 23 years? 23 seasons? How many seasons has it been since they came in? 25 seasons now? They haven't had a 40-goal score. They could have two in the same year. They're going to have two, right? I mean, how do you not believe that at this point, the way Duchesne and Forsberg are playing? Like, Victor Arvidsson's record's got no chance. That's going to be way gone. So one or both, both are probably going to break that record. And I think there's a real shot both of them get to 40, and you're going to trade one of them away. in a week and he's going to do that somewhere else, I just don't see it. I don't see that happening.
Darren McFarland on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Darren, what do you think of Roman Josi? He's got 66 points in 57 games as a defenseman. He could end up around 90 this year in terms of his point total. Plus the way he's playing defensively. I know a lot of people around the league, and I understand why. They have just written off the Norris Trophy to Cale Makar. He's got 21 goals. He's got 65 points. He plays on the best team in the Western Conference. I understand it. Cale Makar absolutely is deserving of a Norris Trophy. I don't know if I'd call this race just yet. Roman Josi's going to make it pretty interesting.
How in the world could you – how could you say that? I mean, look, do I sit there and watch Makar play every night? No, I don't. Do I watch Roman Josi play every night? Yes. So I get it. We all do this, right? So we're all biased. But we're not biased because we're looking through the lens of, hey, we live in Nashville and we watch this guy every day. So we're biased in that we're just – and he's an incredible, you know, guy. And, oh, by the way, he's an elite athlete, elite hockey player. It's not through that lens. It's just the lens of if you really watch him night in and night out, how in the world could you not say that he is absolutely going to be a finalist and should win it? But I get it. Makar is good too, but I don't watch him every night. I would be surprised that Makar, night in and night out, is better than Roman Josi. I don't know how that's possible. I get it. He has more goals, and you know he plays on a dynamic team. Colorado is really good, but I think it's those two and those two only. But, I mean, Roman Josi has to absolutely be in the discussion of not just a runner-up, of winning this thing. He has 13 points in the last six games. He's a defenseman. By the way, how many defensemen in the league do you see do what he did? On, what was it? What was his second goal? No.
The first goal.
His first goal in the second period. Takes the puck from the blue line and just darts to the middle of the ice for a backhander and a goal? What? He's a defenseman. I mean, how many guys in the league can do that at that position? He has 3 goals and 10 assists in the last 6 games. I mean, he has just had an unbelievable year. Just when you thought he could not be better, he is better. He's actually getting better. I didn't think there was another level. He's found another level. I think he's the most important player on the team. I'm sorry. I know Forsberg and Duchesne and Saros, there's a whole lot of worthy candidates. But I don't think any of this happens or any of this looks this way without Roman Josi. I think he's the most important player on the team. And so, yeah, I don't know if he's going to win it or not, but he certainly deserves a whole lot of attention and people making the case for him winning the Norris.
All right, Darren, who's your final four?
Well, I haven't done mine yet, and I know that doesn't do anything because there was
I'm asking early, to be fair.
Well, yes. No, but I would – you typically, Joe, I run to go – but there was a game, so I worked, and then, you know, I was kind of tired. I was going to do it, and I was like, you know, at this point, I'm just going to wait till today. You know, I think, one, hats off to Rick Barnes in Tennessee. I'm glad they won it. It's kind of interesting where I've – basically, when I said I don't trust this team anymore, I don't think they've lost since I said I don't trust this team anymore. Like, I declared, like, I'm done. Like, I don't trust them. They're a really, really good team, but I don't trust them. I'm not going to trust them. And now I'm going to see if I'm going to put those words, you know, to paper because they've proved me wrong, and I'm glad they won it. They needed that win. 1979, that's ridiculous. There's been way too many good Tennessee basketball teams to go that long without winning an SEC championship. So I'm glad it happened. I think they're going to the Sweet 16. I'm not sure they're getting past the Sweet 16. I know that's a very unpopular answer, but I probably am going to stick to my guns and say I still don't trust them. As much as I think they're really, really good, I just don't like those times when I watch them. I'm like, who is this team? What are they doing? Where's their offense? What's going on? And you can't have that night, as you both know, in this tournament. If you have that night, you're done. Your season's over. Thanks for playing. I'm not worried about Michigan. People that are – I'm not sure even Michigan's beating Colorado State. I guess they will. I guess I'll pick them to win, but I'm not sure I'm going to. But they can beat Michigan. I'm not worried about Michigan. I think it's after that. I think Villanova is going to be obviously the really, really tricky one. So I probably will have them in a Sweet 16 run. I can't imagine that I'll have them past the Elite Eight. But I'm sure they'll be a sexy Final Four pick. I'm sure. Oh, Joe, do you have them in the Final Four?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I'm all in, man. But I agree with what you said. I mean, those lulls are troubling. But, man, that defense is
it's legit. Kennedy
Chandler, yeah, he's coming into his own. And I think that's my big thing right now is that kid plays like that from here, they're going to be tough. But that's why it's a great tournament too.
GB Joe. Darren McFarland joins us every Monday morning at 9 o'clock here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can catch him every day here on 102.5 The Game from 10 to 2. Darren, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Gentlemen, enjoyed it. Have a good rest of the show.
You as well. Coming up later, you can catch Darren about 45 minutes from now at 10 a.m. We'll come back. We'll react to what Darren had to say there. Welcome more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Season tickets for the Nashville Predators for the 2022-23 season are on sale now. There are full half and quarter season plans available to you. You can join the Loyal Legion today and receive the best seat selections, plus priority access to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoff tickets as well. As a season ticket citizen, your tickets for round one of the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs will be up to 20% lower than your regular season price. Tickets for round two will be the same as your regular season price. That is a great deal from the Nashville Predators. Season ticket citizens will receive up to 6 bonus tickets to share with friends and family during the 2022-23 regular season as well. If you'd like more information, visit NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Once again, that's NashvillePredators.com/season tickets. Play hooky with the game and watch all the games at New Heights Brewing this Thursday and Friday, coming up March 17th and 18th. We'll be broadcasting live, and there will be beer and basketball all day long. You can enjoy food from the local distro and try beers from the Tap Truck Nashville and New Heights Brewing. A portion of proceeds from beer sales will go to Metro Animal Care and Control. Come play hooky and get back at New Heights Brewing at 928 Rep John Lewis Way, south in Nashville. Powered by Wager, the new gaming app where you challenge your community, not the house. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Darren McFarland for joining us in the last segment. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. TK on the text line says, from one of Herb Brooks' former players, John Hines is emulating all that he stood for. Physical, gritty team from top to bottom, where finesse star players take a back seat to the entire team. That's coming from TK on the text line. We talked about this earlier, and Corey Curtis brought this up too. You know, John Hines, and I guess I've never really thought about it from this angle. Last year, really doing a good job of getting the young guys involved, and they played really well. They continue to play well for the most part this year, but now the veterans following through as well. Johansson having a good year. Duchesne having a great year. Roman Josi, who has a great year pretty much every year. Philip Forsberg. John Hines, I think, deserves a lot of credit. I will say, I got tweeted by somebody over the weekend that still has a Fire Hines or Fire Poyle thing in their Twitter bio. That's the first one I've seen this year. That was all over the place last year.
What, the Fire Hines or the both of them?
There's both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still, you know, here and there, you'll find a straggler who still finds fault with Hines, you know, and wants to complain. I think the Nashville Predators tenure for him has changed probably how he's viewed around the league a fair amount.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, it was fair when he came in, and hey, let's give Jared Stoneman credit. You know, I know like Preds fans got all mad at him, but I thought his questions at the press conference to David Poyle when they announced Hines were totally fair. They're good questions. You know, the record wasn't great. Now there are a lot of things you can look at with his Devils tenure for why that wouldn't be apart from coaching, but it's a fair question. You know, you just didn't have the track record that some of the other possibilities had. So there's always that unknown. And so I think fans are going to be more likely to jump on someone. I mean, if you know, Peter DeBoer was in here or something, then, you know, people know what he's done in this league. John Hines, you know, there was skepticism, and I think all fair, but we're working on more than a year now of a transformation, I'd say, that has been awfully good. And you have to give each individual player credit for sure. And it's and John Hines has a coaching staff too, by the way. But I think the tone he sets and the standards he has set have really meant a lot and have had a lot to do with the success that we're seeing on the ice.
Well, the big thing is, like, you know what you're getting out of this team every night. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win, and that doesn't mean that they're going to, you know, go on some massive playoff run or here or anything. But you know what you're getting out of this group on a nightly basis. And for just for way too long, that wasn't the case. And now it is. And, you know, again, I don't know what this is going to be in terms of where they finish up in the playoff race. I mean, I feel pretty good about them making the playoffs at this point, barring, you know, I guess trading away Philip Forsberg or some collapse coming down the stretch here. But I feel good about them making the playoffs. And then we'll see what the matchup looks like and, you know, how the Predators are able to respond to that. What kind of goaltending do they get? You know, I didn't think UC Saros was very good on Saturday. You know, he's largely been very good for the most part this year. I didn't think he had his best game on Saturday. You know, talking about John Hines, I didn't really love John Hines' decision on Saturday to pull the goalie when you got down 5-4 with more than 2 minutes left, especially with the way that the Johansson line was playing. I think maybe it was a little premature on that part. But, I mean, you're nitpicking there if you're me. Like, by and large, he's done a really good job. And, you know, this team is right there down the stretch in a place where everything's on the table. Outside of winning the division, they could finish second. They're right now tied for points with Minnesota. That's what made that game yesterday so big. I mean, you have a game where I thought you played pretty well outside of about a six-minute stretch in the first period, and you lose to St. Louis. Could you respond? And they come back last night on Mikko Koivu jersey retirement night. So we know that Minnesota was fired up, ready to go. And they get a huge 2 points, 6-2 win in that game. You know, big save Dave, played well. They blocked 29 shots last night. 29 block shots last night by the Predators. They're in a good spot right now, tied with Minnesota in points. And, you know, you're looking ahead this week. You got Pittsburgh coming in on Tuesday. That's obviously a big game. You look ahead to Thursday, Philadelphia on the road. That should be a winnable game. And then Toronto coming in on Saturday, and we'll see. You never really know what you're going to get from Toronto. But all in all, they put themselves in a really good position. Has a huge week last week to get things going back the right way.
I feel like Toronto always looks like good regular season Toronto when they come in here.
They have played very well in this building.
But, yeah, that's a gritty win yesterday. Honestly, it surprised me. I just, you know, after the way the St. Louis game went, you're like, okay, now back-to-back. Going up there, you know, Riddick and goal. Okay, 2-2 week. Not great, but, you know, it's okay. And instead, it's 3-4. And, again, I think that the entirety of last week, just I think that's part a big part of the whole thing about Forsberg, you know. What if it had gone – and maybe I'm totally wrong. It doesn't matter at all. But I know with fans and media, I think it'd be a different discussion. What if they had lost 3 or 4 last week, you know, and they're in a perilous situation or more perilous situation in the standings and a week from the deadline versus what actually happened. I think it's a lot easier to sit here and talk about, yeah, go for it. Go, you know, you can't sign them. You still can't trade them. If it was the reverse, would there be a lot more people saying, yeah, you know what? This team just doesn't have it.
We're a week away from the deadline. What do you think of what Darren said last segment of he doesn't think the Predators are going to trade him, even if Forsberg isn't signed to a deal?
I agree. I'll be very surprised. I'll be very surprised. I guess I wouldn't go as far as saying shocked. Because the thing that we don't know is, like, if Poile has the feeling like he's going to play somewhere else next year,
yeah,
then you still have to think really hard about get assets and use, you know, bring in some more, you know, you can get a lot for him and then you can build it back, you know, versus if you know you're losing, do you really think this team can really make a run? But I'm just going to guess. I don't think he's going to know with certainty that Forsberg is going to be elsewhere. So You keep them. You try to make a run. You keep trying.
There's going to be a lot of varying opinions on that one.
Yes.
From the Predators fan base. I've already started to hear from some of them. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. This week's new deal is half off a $50 gift card for Bavarian Beer House at Opry Mills. Bavarian Beer House, Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, is a place full of fun, food, music, and most importantly, beer. Enjoy traditional German bratwurst, schnitzel, giant pretzels, and more in Oktoberfest-inspired space. Visit beerhousenashville.com for their live music schedule as well. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NFL free agency kicking off today. The legal tampering period has begun, and Tom Brady has found his way back into the league. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. When the Preds have a weeknight game this season, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. If you guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game that night, you win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Your next chance to call in is tomorrow morning at 8:45 before the Preds host the Pittsburgh Penguins. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Max Herz. Intern Nick here with you as well on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe, we're all having a good time yesterday. The Vols win the SEC tourney. The brackets are coming out. People are analyzing, you know, why is Tennessee a 3 seed and not a 2? Who's going to come out of the South region? What's the Elite Eight going to look like? All these different things. And then all of a sudden, Tom Brady ruins it all. He announces that he's coming out of retirement, the Pharaoh returning to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I guess not only did he announce that he's coming out of retirement, but really put to bed any dreams of a deal where maybe somebody could work in a trade and he could go play elsewhere. Maybe the Tennessee Titans. That's all dead at this point. Tom Brady, back in the news cycle, back in our hearts, back in the NFL. Joe Rexroad, your reaction?
Look at me, everybody. Look at me. Look at me. That's my reaction.
Oh, good.
That was me impersonating Tom Brady, by the way. Tom Brady, who is Aaron Rodgers tried to take the GOAT title from him. He tried. Aaron Rodgers has been in hot pursuit of the GOAT title, as in GOAT attention whore. No. Step off, Aaron Rodgers. The brackets come out. College basketball gets a couple hours for people to talk about it. Nope. Sorry.
You think Brady even knew it was Selection Sunday?
Absolutely. 100%.
You think this was intentional?
Oh, he thought it, he's
sure ruining he thought it college hilarious. Basketball.
He just thought it was hilarious. He's like, ah, they're talking about something else. Come on. Come on, NFL. Let's go. Stillman texted me during the show. Okay, so Stillman texted me. Let's see. He said, how much does it burn your ass if infinitely more people care about NFL free agency than college basketball?
And
I said,
it doesn't.
I understand that the NFL is king. I love the NFL too. I'm just take it away from like the respective sports. I'm a huge fan of actual competition on a field or court or ice rink. Okay. Like, you know, I like watching games.
That's fun.
Yeah. I know. I actually like the sports, you know. And look, I mean, honestly, I get into NFL free agency too. The only real beef I have with the NFL news cycle domination is the actual combine, because the combine ends up so inconsequential in so many ways. And it's just this. And again, it's probably just repetition. There's repetition in any of this stuff. You can get sick of like the same cliches in hockey. In the next month, I'm going to be covering the NCAA tournament. I mean, the term student athlete is going to finally just make me fall over my chair and gag. but like just the it's the combine. Oh, who did you talk to? Oh, did you interview with this team? Oh, are you okay? Well, you know, it's just
so and so has confirmed that they have talked with the Titans. They have met with the Titans.
Which again, like I am people who cover it and a beat. That's what you have to do. You have to do that stuff. I get it, but I hate the combine. NFL free agency. I mean, I'm excited about that this week. I am. But yes, Tom Brady, all you had to do was come out this morning, make it a big Monday morning splash. That still disrupts a lot of bracket talk, but instead, no, you plot your drop there right when the bracket comes out. So I'll never forgive you, Tom Brady.
Do we think Giselle got so tired of Brady in 40 days that she was just like, nah, man, you got to go back and play. Like, you got to get back out there and start throwing that ball around.
That could be. That could be. That does happen. You know, sometimes keys to great marriages are being away from each other a fair amount. You know, I'm sure Katie would be like, yeah, you can stay out there a little bit longer. You're good, man.
Well, I will say the Super Bowl odds for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as you can expect, have changed pretty dramatically over the course of the last 24 hours. I think they're now like 5-1 to win the NFC. So now all of a sudden, if you're Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, has not signed a contract as of yet, and now Devontae Adams is threatening not to play unless he's under a long-term deal. So I guess there's still a chance that Rodgers could back out. We'll see. But now you're looking around the NFC. Russell Wilson is gone, but Tom Brady's back. I think Deshaun Watson, there's a good chance he might end up in the NFC pretty soon. You've got Matthew Stafford, who just won the Super Bowl. Quarterback picture looks a little bit better in the NFC right now.
It does. It does. Now, granted, Watson could still end up, I guess, in theory, somewhere over in the AFC. But if it goes the way I would expect, they'd send him the other side. So it balances things out a little bit. What about Watson in New Orleans, Brady in Tampa Bay?
All of a sudden, the NFC South, which, by the way, we were talking about how bad the quarterback picture looks like last week. That'd be a pretty dramatic shift if it's Watson and Brady back in there.
Seriously.
Now, how are the Saints are making offers, apparently. How are they doing this?
Cap isn't real, man.
Probably have to convert some of that Taysom Hill money over.
Just incredible. What are they doing? Yeah. Look, follow it closely because certainly there's going to be a lot of the cook in the books that everybody does when you get to a certain point in the cap, and you have to do that. But you're also going to see some sacrificing of players that you'd like to have because of that. And that's where the cap is real. I mean, the Titans absolutely would love to have Roger Saffold as their starting left guard next year. While understanding he's been banged up, he's getting older, but can't happen. The Saints, if they do manage to pull this off, it's going to be really interesting to see how they adjust because they will have to adjust.
I just got an all caps text from Jared that says, because the cap isn't real.
Talking there you the go. Attaboy. I mean, that's an hour today. Dude, continue with the cap is fake.
He's also just quote tweeted somebody talking about the Packers releasing Za'Darius Smith because his cap number was too high. And Jared was like, or maybe it's because he played in one game last year. Yeah, it's because cap number, he was going to make $22 million this year, man.
So as a Packers fan, as a close, this is great. I'm glad that he brought that up. So as a close observer of the Packers, do you think that you would rather have him or not? Do you think the Packers would rather have him or not?
Oh, I'd take him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes players get hurt and then sometimes they're still really good players.
He came back in the playoffs and was pretty darn good in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good. So again, it's just, but there's an hour. Actually, I mean, it could be at least an hour on, I mean, the fact that Rodgers hasn't signed it, Adams isn't going to play in the tag. I mean, come on. Could Nashville? So you're saying there's a chance. I mean, I feel like this could really be something here. Maybe an hour and a half on that, Jared.
I am starting to get a little inquisitive of what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. It's been almost a week, man. No contract at this point. What are we doing?
Has there been any you know, Packers beat?
No.
Weighing in on this? No?
No. Okay. I mean, he said he's coming back to the Packers. So, I mean, I guess he's coming back, but it's a deal with the contract. What's going on?
I don't know. Is he somewhere maybe just vacationing and he doesn't care right now? And he's
could be.
Like, yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll say I half expected last night when Brady announced he was coming back for Rodgers to retire. I allowed that possibility to enter my mind of, oh, wait, Brady's coming back. That means if I retire right now, I don't have to share the stage with him at the Hall of Fame. I thought about it. I allowed that thought to creep in.
Boom. Canton is mine. Maybe Rodgers is vacationing and actually has like turned off his phone for a little bit, and he's going to find out about this, and he's going to have to come up with something to steal back the headlines.
Go back to part two of the Pancha Karma cleanse. It's a tough one right there.
When it really gets gross.
Yeah. You thought the first step was bad. You just wait. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. By the way, story over the weekend, I think Chad Withrow put it out there that maybe some mutual interest between the Titans and Rob Gronkowski. I would assume, and I don't know this, but I would assume at this point with Brady announcing that he's coming back, is you can pretty much put that one to bed. Like, if Gronk's going to play, he's going to play with Brady, right?
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, I figured it was Brady or Yacht, but that could have been really interesting for the Titans. Gronk at this point, I mean, he's getting, you know, getting older.
Yeah.
He's getting hurt. But Gronk on this team next year?
I'd take it.
Yeah, that could have been interesting.
Hey, it's not dead yet until I see pen to paper for Gronk. We'll leave that possibility open.
Nothing's dead until it's dead.
Every day is a day.
Every day is a day.
That's what we do here on the program. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. You can take a shot on college hoops this March with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. And it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get a risk-free bet on the bracket. Just sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim yours today. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code ROB to get in on the action. That way you can bet the underdog you've had your eye on or just go with the favorite. Either way, it's risk-free. Vols are hot right now. They've won the SEC tourney. They're a 3 seed in the bracket. I think I like their chances to go on a deep run. But you take it any way you want to take it. And with cash out, the ball's in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. There's no better place to bet the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. Join now with promo code ROB. Or if you already have an account, sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim your risk-free bet today. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $5. Offer is non-transferable. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Justin from Nashville texting in says, Rodgers was spotted in East Nashville this weekend. Joe, I looked this up. Apparently he was. Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley apparently spotted at the Urban Cowboy in East Nashville. So what does that mean?
Not signing a contract, but spotted in East Nashville.
Yeah.
You know who has pens and paper? John Robinson.
Yep. Sure does.
Right, not too far from East Nashville.
Aaron could be listening right now. If so, shout out. Shout out to you and Scott Stapp.
I was going to say, maybe he's hanging with Scott Stapp right now. You know, I could see Aaron Rodgers being a big Creed fan.
Yeah. Me too.
Nice rush, by the way, Max. I very much enjoyed your variety of jams today.
Thank you. And you didn't even give me any requests this time. But I got your Beatles in there.
Yes. No, I trust you, man. But next time I'll come with it. Sometimes we do theme days. Like we've done what? We've done a Rolling Stones day, Fleetwood Mac day. Yeah. So maybe next time, maybe we'll go all Beatles.
If you guys were to have me for more than one or two fill-in days at a time, I would quickly run out of catalog and I would rely on requests. But my theme days are usually songs that are assigned the same 4-digit number in our archiving system. And I just kind of go down the list.
There you go.
That's what would happen if I were to do more than two shows in a row.
Good to know.
Director Chase McCabe has put a poll question out there, and I can't see all the options right now because my computer's freaking out. But the options are, you know, survey time, what do you care more about this week? NCAA tournament, NFL free agency, NBA, or NHL trade deadline? Last time I checked, NCAA tournament's winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, yeah, look, obviously this week there are a ton of people who – don't pay attention to college basketball who do now, you know. So
is it weirder that I care about this week of the NCAA tournament more than I do the deeper it gets? Like, I love this weekend of the NCAA tournament.
No, I not at all. I mean, you know, I kind of go back and forth. Again, I think the best round is the round of 32. It's a bunch of games still. It's wall-to-wall basketball, but there's no crap games. Now, some games still turn out to be blows, but there's no 1-16 where it's like, okay, you can just turn away late in the first half and just give me the box score. I mean, most of the games are going to be really good in the round of 32. But then it's also like the second weekend, you know. I mean, those Sweet 16 games sometimes are such great. Now you're talking about titanic matchups, you know, and the best teams. And then you've always got one or two who snuck through, who become the Cinderella stories. I go back and forth, but I would think I'd agree with you. If I had to pick what is the most enjoyable weekend of the whole thing, I would agree. I think it's this one.
What do you make of the bracket? Tennessee, a 3 seed. They'll take on Longwood later this week. Number 1 seeds are Kansas, Baylor, Gonzaga, and Arizona. Kentucky ends up as a 2. Auburn ends up as a 2. There are some intriguing matchups that, if things play out the way I think they're going to, could take place. You mentioned one that we didn't talk much about earlier. I don't know. I'm not saying Murray State's going to beat Kentucky. I just think a Murray State-Kentucky matchup in the second round could be pretty good. A potential Memphis and Gonzaga matchup in the second round. Maybe Tennessee and Michigan, maybe, in the second round. There's lots of interesting options that are out there. What do you think of this bracket and the draw for Tennessee?
Tennessee got screwed on being a 3 seed, and Duke being a 2 seed is laughable. I mean, their profile is not that of a 2 seed. It's clearly below that of Tennessee's, and it was before the weekend. But I think Tennessee's draw is better than Duke's, just on paper. You know, I think they'll handle Longwood. Longwood's a great story, but men's and women's programs, first time ever in the NCAA tournament. Farmville, Virginia, shout out. But, you know, you get through that, and they should, without too much problem. I think Colorado State or Michigan could be really interesting. Michigan is – the thing about Michigan is they've been inconsistent all year. They do have really good wins. They got some bad losses. They have two big guys who are very good, and that's the strength of their team. And when they both are playing well, Diabate and Hunter Dickinson, that's why, I mean, Michigan was like preseason number 3 or whatever they were. They were the Big Ten favorite. Tennessee's guard play is far beyond Michigan's. Colorado State, though, is a really good team. So, I mean, you're going to, you know, you get to that second round, that's going to be a challenge. You go deeper into that bracket. Obviously, Arizona. I mean, Arizona is playing as well as anyone. They're really good. I think that Houston, Illinois, in the 4-5 of the South could be a huge game. And I think either of those teams, to me, could get Arizona in the Sweet 16. And then if Tennessee plays Villanova again, I think it would look a lot different than the first time. Anybody remembers the first meeting? Villanova punked Tennessee. Yep. In that game. But, you know, the Tennessee's freshmen looked like green, raw freshmen. And like, this team is so different now from then. I think that would be, if that's a Sweet 16 game in San Antonio next weekend, I think that'd be a great game. And I like Tennessee. And I've already said I put Tennessee in my Final Four. And, you know, look, it can get dicey from second round on. We know this. Think about the 2019 team. They almost lost that Iowa game in the second round, and they did lose in Sweet 16. But I really like the way this team is set up right now to make a run.
Give me your full scouting report on the Longwood Lancers out of the Big South, which Tennessee will take on Thursday at 1:45.
Well, so here's the thing. So we, 4 of us did all of our capsules. I've been working on that all weekend for the NCAA tournament. And I just so happened to do a Longwood capsule. So I already knew all about Griff Aldrich's Longwood Lancers from Farmville, Virginia, who beat Winthrop 79-58 in the title game. They are number 22 in KenPom's luck metric. So their record's a lot better than expected record, as that means. They're a very good offensive team. They shoot well, which is, you know, almost all these teams have that. Justin Hill is their best player. Isaiah Wilkins, a big guard from Virginia Tech. He actually was at Wake Forest and Virginia Tech previously. He does everything for them and was the MVP of the Big South tournament. So, you know, they're a good team. I think, you know, this is where, like, Tennessee's interior should really do well. I mean, that's the problem sometimes with these, you know, these smaller mid-major teams. But they have a lot of guys who hit the 3. And when you have a lot of guys who hit the 3, you have a chance. The thing is, I love how Tennessee communicates and switches on D. Those guards can all switch on to anyone. And that's where I think Longwood's probably going to have some trouble on Thursday. And a nice early game, by the way.
Yeah, that's big for you.
I know. I mean, Tennessee fans may not love it, but I do. So
how much more of a Tennessee presence is there going to be in Indy rather than Pittsburgh in your mind?
Yeah, I would think a lot more. You're talking about what, like about 5-hour drive, right, from Knoxville?
Yep.
That's I think you're going to see a really good Tennessee presence. And, of course, Tennessee fans, hopefully you got along well with Big Blue Nation and shared some drinks and some laughs, and you really want to hang out with them again because you're both going to be in the same building again this weekend. Kentucky is the other pod, of course, in another region in the East. But it's going to be – I think that arena is going to be heavily, of course, blue, but I think it's going to be strong orange too. I think they'll be the number two represented team of the eight fan bases there. And I think it definitely is one clear benefit from what they did this weekend. Beating Kentucky got them to Indy.
Joe, it's going to be a heck of a week. Got the Preds in action coming up tomorrow against the Penguins. 1 week away from today from the NHL trading deadline, NFL free agency already off and running with some re-signings. The tampering period has opened up, and the NCAA tournament as well. It's a big week in the world of sports.
Let's go. LFG, just like Brady said, LFG.
When you said that last night, I knew it. Big Tom Brady fan. By the way, are we the only people maybe in America that call him the Pharaoh? I think there's a lot of people. I referred to him as the Pharaoh yesterday, and the person I was with was very confused.
I must say, you brought it to my attention.
I'm just telling you.
I didn't know anything about it.
Just telling you what Pro Football Reference says. They list out nicknames, and the Pharaoh's on there, and that's amazing.
I think it's great. It's kind of like our own little nickname for him. I mean, he's our favorite athlete, and so we should have our own special thing we call
maybe
call
the
him.
Titans will practice among other things with the Bucs. I know they probably don't play in the preseason again this year, so whatever. But maybe they'll practice with the Bucs again this year, and maybe we can get Brady on the show.
There we go. Actually, better than the show, I want Stillman to ask again if Tannehill was that MF-er.
Yes, maybe so.
Try again.
Tom,
maybe
are you sure? Answer. I know that you told me this last year, but now that you have some time to reflect on it, what do you think?
Let's hope.
Looking forward to that coming up later. Joe, be safe coming back from Tampa. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Darren Donovan can chase up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.